Welcome to a new podcast series from the Consumer Goods Forum Product Data Coalition. In this series, we explore new ways to enable data exchange from farm to fork, using a technology that revolutionizes business efficiency and achieves sustainability objectives in an easily accessible, affordable, and secure way. I'd like to introduce our host, Rudy Hagedorn, accompanied by Jenny Fisher and Case Jacobs from Capgemini, who will share the value of the technology from a consultant perspective. Let's dive right in.
So thank you everybody for listening in. And today we have Case and Jeannie here from Capgemini. Case, we are talking about fractals. We have been working on this now for some months and it's growing steadily. Can you tell us in the audience, what's the big idea behind this project?
Thank you, Rudy. Yes, the big idea is all about the enormous value that can be achieved across the end-to-end consumer goods value chain, upstream, downstream, in transforming product-level data collaboration, especially for a number of pre-competitive topics that are getting more and more pressure to elevate business practices on, business collaboration practices like net zero, like waste, whether it's food or plastics, food safety, deforestation, human rights, living wages, etc. And we see that the latest cloud and AI technologies are offering new ways to collaborate on this data in a flexible manner, in a cost-efficient manner, in an open source manner without vendor lock-in, in a trusted manner, and in a secure manner, confidential manner. And this will, you know, bring benefits for all companies in the value chain, but also will improve consumer experience and trust that they can have, as well as compliance with regulations.
Yeah, thank you. So this is an impressive list. And all of this, why would you say is this important for companies, the industry at large?
So we see an enormous rise in urgency to have new types of data collaboration driven by new consumer behaviors and in societies that have much bigger demands on the information related to the products that they buy, but also governments and investors are putting more and more demands in this in data collaboration, and that will only grow over time. Looking at the regulations, not only EU, also in North America, all over the world, but also in consumer behavioral shifts that are happening more and more. So the needs are only getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, well put. So we started this because we believe that there are some things that are currently not optimal. And hence we believe that with this new kind of approach, we will be more successful also as an industry. And Jeannie, where are we today and why are we moving towards a new kind of approach?
Yes, thanks, Rudy. So as you know, data connectivity across the value chain is lacking, right? Flawed data connectivity due to isolated data islands, lack of reliability, accuracy, availability, and the tedious manual and error-prone efforts, which are today's daily business. So with current practices, it's just impossible to share sustainability data on product level at scale in an efficient and effective manner. So there are new collaboration initiatives, further regulations, and stronger consumer demands. These will exponentially increase the inefficiency burden of the current fragmented data collaboration practices, making this a major showstopper for improved business collaboration practices. So in which confidentiality and commercial sensitivity is a significant hurdle for further data sharing. So many initiatives are already ongoing or being planned, but these are fragmented for specific purposes like net zero, health, within markets, categories, and or subparts of the value chain, and simply do not have the potential to scale product level data collaboration across markets, categories, and use cases in the entire end-to-end value chain.
Yeah, sounds clear. So let's imagine we have the solution installed. So what kind of bright future can you paint, case for our industry if everything is running as we would like it to have?
Well, it's not so much a bright future that I will paint. It's a bright future that actually we painted with a whole working group within the Consumer Goods Forum and the Coalition of Action on Product Data, where we see that there is value in a federated data collaboration from driven by data that's coming from its source, but still is secure and remains confidential. So we looked at solutions that will enable the sharing of accurate information, validated, authenticated, but also that is adaptive and agile for various use cases, and you know, can work real time, that it's quickly and that doesn't require much effort, that's easy to adopt, but and also that is leveraging existing standards like GS1 standards or the Pathfinder standards, and applicable for companies all sizes in all markets, is low cost also in running and adapting, and no vendor lock-in, so that it should be open source at its base. And of course, it needs to be secure. Non-disclosure of confidential and authenticated data is important. Those are the criteria that we applied in looking for ideal desired future solution. And we're happy that we found the underlying technology possibilities in collaboration with Google and some other partners in the Coalition of Action on Product Data.
Yeah, thank you. So now we have been painting, you know, where we are, what could be possible, and we have been talking and hinting about this solution. What exactly is the solution and approach? So, Jeannie, can you give us some ideas about this?
Yeah, sure. So the solution entails enhanced security and privacy. So federated data collaboration keeps sensitive data where it belongs, while allowing us to tap into shared knowledge, ensuring the highest level of security. Basically, we enable data collaboration without actually sharing any confidential data, and we initiated a pilot to prove it. It's also breaking down silos, so no more isolated data islands. This pilot will streamline access to critical information across teams and departments, fostering unprecedented collaboration. But it also drives innovation. So imagine the insights we can unlock when we combine our data resources. This pilot will pave the way for new products, services, and problem-solving strategies. So the new federated data collaboration solutioning offers clear business benefits for all involved parties, whether it's consumers, retailers, manufacturers, upstream tier suppliers, like distributors, as well as farmers, logistics service providers, auditors, but also for technology and consulting service providers who can support companies on their sustainability journey.
Okay, so we are actually looking to expand these pilots. Why would a company like to pilot with us? Why would they join this project? So talking CPGs, retailers, suppliers, even auditors and other stakeholders in a data supply chain, a data sharing supply chain, what's the big opportunity for them?
Yeah, so there are many opportunities and benefits for all parties in a supply chain. Just to highlight a few, the solution will help, for instance, retailers in sustainability, compliance, and reporting by, for example, speeding up the process by making it more automated, more efficient, real or on time. But very important too, the solution's AI component enables a standard agnostic way of sharing trusted and high quality data, and mind you, without any vendor lock-in. So in addition, it does not only enable customer engagement in becoming a trusted retail brand, but it also enables fact-based decision-making, benchmarking, and so on. So for suppliers, there's also a huge benefit besides on what data to collect and how. It is the data redundancy, no more out-of-sync data in the value chain. The data originates from the sources, which could also give a competitive advantage. And then logistics service providers, they can calculate the full product journey, will have the ability to measure CO2 emissions and drive innovation in the industry and compare the competitive landscape while providing transparency. Then for farmers, it means in becoming a sustainable farmer, they are supported in certification processes. They can provide the necessary data in a simple manner just by uploading the data in any format, making it available to whomever needs it. And finally, auditors, they can be easily provided with whatever sensible data needed for validation, like supply chain map access, product location relationships, or risk area definitions, etc. And these are just some highlights. There are so many to gain.
Yeah, thank you very much. So this is also a long list. So if somebody of these potential candidates is listening to the podcast or finds material on our dedicated website, how can companies participate, Case? Can you give us a hint? Where should they go?
Yeah, so the good news is that there is an initial MVP, a minimal viable product that companies can start testing. But it's definitely not the end solution. We're early stages, and it's a co-development effort that is needed here to shape the solution in the way that it truly benefits all companies across the end-to-end value chain, retailers, CPG companies, further tier suppliers in the upstream value chain, up until farmers, ultimately, as well as logistical service providers, and an important role for auditors. So we want everyone to have their fingerprints on how this solution further develops from its initial MVP. And this is a chance for companies to embark on initial pilot exercises and have the fingerprints on the solution, and at the same time have the clear benefits of being a first mover in this and being a change maker in driving this forward. And also to network and collaborate with your trading partners in driving this forward and demonstrate the value within your own company, but also to other partners in the value chain, ultimately also the consumers there. So we are shaping pilot exercises that companies are asked to participate in. And it will bring them the benefits that Ginny just outlined, but also offer the possibility for them to shape the future. So on the website of the Consumer Goods Forum Coalition of Action on Product Data, you'll find more details about how these pilots will look like and what it entails to take part of it. But I think personally, this is a unique opportunity for companies to shape the future of data collaboration across the industry.
So, Case, one question. How can a consultant company, let's assume like Capgemini, help a client company seamlessly integrate Fractals into its existing systems and processes? What is there to be done?
Yes, a very valid question, Rudy. So on the one end, there is a very positive view on the benefits of and the business value of this solutioning. But at the same time, we cannot ignore challenges that exist with companies and the requirements that a system like this has on data management within retailers, CPG brands, suppliers, logistics service providers, etc. The good news is that there are also new technology solutions out there to help on data quality, to help integrate various data sources and turn them into data collaboration using cloud, using generative AI, smart solutions out there. So consultants can help retailers, CPG companies in integrating the solution, the Fractal solution of CGF, Coalition of Action on Product Data, within their own systems, and to make it ultimately a machine-to-machine connectivity. Capgemini is very happy and has a lot of assets and experiences to help companies apply this new technology and reap the benefits of it.
Great. So thank you for listening in. And thank you, Kate and Jeannie, for sharing your insights. And if you want to learn more, simply reach out to me, and I'm happy to connect you to all pilot participants and provide you with more information about the ongoing pilots. Thank you and goodbye.
The upcoming episodes will unpack various scenarios from manufacturer, plantation, and logistic perspectives, demonstrating how the technology can transform all business environments across the entire value chain. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more.